started. Here we go.
Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
He's a Republican.
She's a Democrat.
They're married.
And running for the same office. By Forrest Wilder, Texas Monthly, February 26th.
Their target is the Llano County Commissioner's Court, Precinct 4, held for the last 20 years by Republican Jerry Don Moss, a central figure in the book banning controversy that has roiled the Hill Country County for years.
Layla Green Little, running as a Democrat, said, "I was not locally politically active, and then censorship happened at my public library."
It started with the so-called butt and fart books.
Mm-hmm. The first titles removed being "My Butt Is So Noisy" and "I Broke My Butt."
In fall, the ban expanded to include a textbook on sexual health for teenagers.
And by winter, they had come for books about race, as well as anything containing nudity or LGBTQ themes.
Layla and six other Llano County residents filed a lawsuit that the county had violated their constitutional rights, but ultimately the case lost on appeal.
So the Littles made a big decision and decided that the county commissioner would no longer waltz into office unopposed.
When you read it, sparks imagination.
And now, here is Band, written by Katie Carlisle, directed by Mac Lanapp, performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, March 2nd, 2026.
We have June Jansen on the scene now. How's it looking out there, June?
Thanks, Jim. It is a cool 85 degrees out here in the Texas Hill Country on this fine fall day as reporters gather at a press conference for the county's commissioner, Pamela Bambi. Bambi still remains unopposed in the upcoming election this spring. So I really have no idea why we're here. Oh, look. Here she comes now.
My fellow Americans, as we all know, we are living in unprecedented times. Perverts and criminals are running our streets, infiltrating our schools, and putting all of us in danger. That's why we need to send those illegals and those LGBT LMNOPs back to where they came from!
Yeah!
That is why I live by the motto of our great president, make America go back to the way it was before again!
Yeah!
Yeah! With my great work, I will continue to remove smut from our children's libraries!
Yeah!
I can't believe they're holding this rally right outside our library.
Just adding insult to injury.
She can't let the community read in peace.
Taking away our books.
First books, then what? Our freedom?
There goes the neighborhood.
Miss Bambi?
Please call me Court County Commissioner of Precinct 4, Pamela Bambi.
Court County Commissioner of Precinct 4, Pamela Bambi.
Yes!
We at Sister Christian Mothers for the Jesus Christ and White Wine Yoga want to thank you for taking our concerns seriously. When I saw the book, "Look, Mommy, I Can Potty in the Grown-Up Toilet," I was appalled to see that our children have such easy access to books about butts. My first thought was, there goes the neighborhood. A community of sin. No child should be exposed to butts.
Hey, did you put this book back on the shelf?
Which one?
The Littlest Mermaid.
Yeah, I read it to my wife's kid. Just brought it back. Why?
It's banned.
For what?
If you can see their fish fins, they must not be wearing clothes, so they're naked, so it's perverted.
What the actual fudge? What is in your fudge? Oh, hi. Checking out? Oh, let's see. Winnie the Pooh. Oh, I love Winnie the Pooh.
Sorry, that's banned too. No pants.
What? Last question. Yes, you there.
How do you feel about exposing the real problems of those corrupt individuals that hold political and financial power by releasing the
How dare you? This is the greatest government of all time. I mean, have you seen the Dow? 50,000! 50,000!
And there you have it. Bambi bans books about butts, but brags about booming benchmarks. This is June Jansen, Channel 5 News.
Shh! How many books is that?
Oh, for 200.
Someone needs to stop this.
She runs unopposed. Besides, what are we? Two votes against hundreds?
Well, not me. I'm independent.
What?
I'm fiscally right and socially left.
Ah, yikes.
Don't worry. I haven't voted in years.
That's not better.
I think I'm a registered Republican.
Boo!
I haven't voted in years.
That's not better.
If it helps, this whole book ban has me mad.
Okay.
Who's to say what we can and can't read? Who's to decide what we can and can't be? Or who we can and can't love. That's not a free country.
Okay, but that doesn't really help the big picture.
I know, but what can I do?
Vote!
I still think the government should stay out of our finances, though.
Why? Because you make so much money here? You'd be benefited, too.
I know. Wait, what's wrong with this book?
Oh, one of the characters is gay.
Gay? That's it? I have friends who are gay.
I'm gay.
And you're my friend.
Oh.
So. I will not stand by and let them hide my friends. Oh, hell. Aww.
What are you doing here?
I didn't know you could read.
Why are the police here?
Did you not get my updated list of restrictions? All books with gay symbolism must be removed from the shelves.
Yeah, we got it. That's what this pile is. You can go.
Ashley?
It's Ash.
Yeah, I don't think so. Sounds like a boy's name. Ashley, you really should be more respectful of your authorities. Officer Jenkins.
Yes, Miss Bambi.
Please call me Court County Commissioner of Precinct 4, Pamela Bambi.
Yes. County. Commissioner of Precinct 4, Pamela Bambi.
Would you please remove all of the pornographic material from the premises?
Where?
The books!
Right.
Wait, where are you taking those?
To the trash.
What about we give them away or donate them?
You want to give away illegal materials to children? I wouldn't show this stuff to my sister, my mother, my daughter. No woman should ever be exposed to this garbage.
Did you just crush a book?
With your bare hands?
Get rid of them.
Copy that.
But you're a woman.
Which is why I never read them.
So you don't even know what's in them?
Ma'am, I loaded up all the books.
You forgot these.
What's wrong with those? You are my sunshine. It's literally sunshine and rainbows.
Exactly. A rainbow. Symbol of gayness. Get rid of all the rainbows.
No. I'll just take it home to my wife. Her kid loves this book.
Your wife?
Yes, my wife.
You better watch out. We're coming for you next. By the way, you may want to keep this type of stuff out of your house. This is illegal material. You will go to jail. Goodbye, Ashley. Goodbye, you.
Ugh. I can't stand her. Somebody needs to do something. She needs to be just...
That was my foot.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
What? What are you doing? Are you proposing to me?
No. It's like an invitation.
Well, I'm not gay, you know.
What? No. Susie Walker, will you join me in taking down Pamela Bambi?
What are you thinking?
Thanks, Jim. It is another 90-degree February day out here in the Texas Hill Country, and the debates are getting hotter by the minute. If you are just tuning in to this story, we are following two local librarians as they rise in the political polls against Court County Commissioner of Precinct 4, Pamela Bambi, for her role as Court County Commissioner of Precinct 4. Having run unopposed in the last two elections, this is an exciting change of pace in this small Texas town. Susie Walker is running against Pamela Bambi for the Republican nomination. Ash Davis, a lesbian, is running unopposed for the Democratic nomination. We are not sure where these debates will take us, but the community's collective constituents can't complain as this competition continues, stating that we need a little change in this town. And, you know, trying something new is not as scary as I thought it would be. Pamela Bambi has shared different feelings, as she said in an earlier interview.
They're doing this on purpose. They're trying to undermine me. They are both running against me. It's cheating.
Let's tune in to the debates now.
You cannot accuse me.
I didn't.
How dare you? How dare you accuse me? I didn't do anything wrong.
I haven't.
Do not accuse me.
Haven't even said anything yet.
And there you have it. Walker waits while Bambi bellows.
There she is. Grab that rainbow-loving boat enthusiast.
What? How dare you? Excuse me. Do you know who I am?
Wait a minute.
I don't know what you're doing. No, what? You have handcuffs? Excuse me? Oh. Get your hands off of me.
This just in. Pamela Bambi is being arrested in the middle of the debate. It is said that during her own imposed book census, Bambi has been caught with illegal content. That content? Noah's Ark. It looks like Bambi's broad book ban has backfired in a bewildering twist after branding rainbows as blacklisted, including those above biblical boats. In brief, Bambi has been booked. Reporting to you, the juiciest justice is June Jansen, Channel 5 News.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high.
This has been Banned. Written by Katie Carlisle. Directed by Mac Lanapp. Featuring Megan Lanapp, Elena Lazonski, Ren Phoenix, and Aaron Soler. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, March 2nd, 2026. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram and find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.